Sports Talk continues. Approaching 8:40 this morning, Eastern time. It's earlier than that as we jump to Houston, as our friend John McClain joins us on the Stanley Fencing and Gates Hotline. John, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you very much.
Well, always appreciate your time. And what do you think in terms of Pat McAfee making John McClain-type money now with ESPN?
Boy, I'm happy for him. I actually think his contract's for a little less than mine, but I'm not going to quibble about it. And especially since you guys kick in so much every month, that helps, of course. Boost it up into the Pat McAfee area. I think what McAfee has done is unbelievable. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was a special teams guy at great kickoffs, punted at Indy, and he started I watched the thing about what he used to do. He would go to events. He'd go to sports bars. He'd do charity appearances. He would make speeches. He was funny. Word would get around that Pat McAfee was available. And so he kind of figured out his niche. And because he was just a natural BSer, as most people who talk on talk shows and events are, and you got to have that gift for gab. And so he did it enough, and he walked away from the game. He had a chance to sign another contract, but he wanted to pursue his new career. And he took a heck of a chance doing what he did and the money he turned down. And, of course, he's worked hard for it. Young people love him. Everybody, as you guys know, all the advertisers, it's young, young, young. I asked one time my general manager at my stadium station here, the Texans flagship, I said, why is it advertisers want all the young people? The old people like me got all the money. And they said, because you already know what shampoo and toothpaste and everything you're going to use. The younger ones are still trying to figure it out. And so the younger people who the advertisers have been trying to reach, they love McAfee. And he's just done a tremendous job, and I respect the heck out of him. You know, when you got companies dueling for you, for like FanDuel and ESPN, what's weird, though, ESPN lays people off on one end, and then they'll go pay superstars like Pat McAfee, Adam Schefter, Jeff Passan, and Adrian Wojnarowski, big-time money. And the problem with ESPN laying people off, it's not because of ESPN, it's because of Disney. ESPN makes a fortune. And so you can see Disney, which has to approve that, flexing its muscles to hire a guy like that. And I think it's tremendous for any other person trying to have a post-career, if you're an athlete in any sport, or if you're just coming out of college and you want to use Pat McAfee as your role model.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a P.S. to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the P.S. first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Well, John, teams may be competing for DeAndre Hopkins right now, wide receiver. Where do you think is his ultimate or best landing spot in the NFL?
Arizona tried to trade him, Vince, and they couldn't get anybody to take his contract, which was like, let's see, he had a two-year extension, so two divided by $54 million, whatever that is, and nobody wanted to take on his contract. He's missed 15 games the last 2 years with two different injuries and a six-game suspension. When he was here, he only missed one game. between 2013, when he was a 28th pick in the first round, until March of 2020, when Bill O'Brien traded him, which began the unraveling of this franchise, one of the worst trades in NFL history. And so Hop now is a free agent. He doesn't have a lot of bargaining power. The timing is terrible. If he'd have been available in March, when teams had money, before they'd use free agency in the draft to shore up weaknesses at wide receiver, he would have been in big demand. He can't let money be the big issue. He's single. He's made a fortune. But money always factors into it. I'm guessing this. He's going to end up with a team that's a Super Bowl contender with a great quarterback, and it's going to be the one that offers him the best deal financially. I can tell you where it won't be, and it won't be New England. People don't understand. It's amazing to me how many people keep putting the Patriots in there, and they act like because of Bill O'Brien. He and Bill O'Brien hated each other, and O'Brien traded him, and the things that used to drive O'Brien crazy, Hopkins never practiced, always had helmets, but he always played on Sunday. Belichick doesn't put up with that, and O'Brien did because he was a great player. So I could see him being reunited with Deshaun Watson. I could see him going to Kansas City. To me, he ought to take the minimum to go to Kansas City to be on a Super Bowl team, defending champion. And one thing about his career, and I haven't heard any mention of this, and you never will, because he wants to drive up the price, he spent his whole career in Houston and Phoenix. So does Buffalo in December and January, does that bother him? The wind, everything, he'd be going, the helmets in Cleveland. He played in some bad weather games in Cleveland. Kansas City, of course, gets cold in the winter too, but not like Buffalo and Cleveland. They're on Great Lakes. So I'm not sure which team he'll end up with. I know I was really surprised when J.J. Watt signed with Arizona. Now, they did go to the playoffs the first year, and then the bottom dropped out. But so I just hope he gets on with a team that gives him a chance to go to the playoffs. He's been to the playoffs a lot, but he's never been beyond the second round.
John, last couple things. There's some other really big names that are free agents right now. Another former Texan in Jadeveon Clowney, Ezekiel Elliott, Frank Clark. Any one of those current free agents that you think are most noteworthy in potential landing spots for them?
It's interesting about Jadeveon Clowney's become a mercenary. Every year he's looking for another team. Clowney's not a great pass rusher, never has been, but he's a great run player. He lives here, and he mentioned in an interview here 2 weeks ago he wouldn't mind coming back here, but they're not going to do it. He'll find somebody. He doesn't like going to training camp. He'll find somebody that will sign him. And a guy that Ndakwe, who is had 8.5 sacks last year, Leonard Floyd, Justin Houston is old as – he's like 35 years old, and he can still rush the quarterback. Once those guys figure out they're going to have to take like $1 million and go to the poorhouse, they'll get signed because they showed last year they can still produce.
Hey, John, we always appreciate your time. Thank you so much. What are you working on this week?
On sportsradio610.com, where I write columns and do podcasts, Houston football, Utopia football podcast. I've got NFL columns, Texans columns. Every once in a while, I work in an Astros column. Guys, thank you very much as always, and I hope you have a great weekend.
You too.
Thank you. You as well. John McClain joining us from Houston on the Stanley Fencing and Gates Hotline.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the road to a podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching the Stacking Benjamins podcast wherever you listen.